Hey everyone, this is Ben Warren.
Hey everybody, this is Cliff Ravenscraft.
This is Professor Grant Schofield.
Slavko Martinov.
Anderson Peters, and you are listening to
My Kiwi Life with Will Fleming.
To hear me and Will ponder a bit of life,
download on
mykiwilife.com.
On mykiwilife.com.
Can you hear it, people? We're outside, we're on location, there's birds, there's stuff, which is very nice for the mind. Me and Crawford are joining you from the top of Mount Eden. We've made the effort to see a sunrise. Why? There's no reason to it. It's just us out here trying to do something a bit different. There is another reason, though. We are at the top of Mount Eden doing sunrise stuff, and it's to catch up with each other. Life's changing, and we're working out what's happening as it's changing. Well, for me, it's changing a lot. So, Crawford, first of all, how are you? Are you good?
Good.
You happy?
Yep.
Slight bit of hesitation there, but that's all right. It feels normal in life.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I haven't seen you in a long time. I've done a few episodes without you. I've missed you by my side. But we've made it work. We've contained the chaos that is life this morning for a special episode of My Kiwi Life. So, folks, a bit of news. So take a seat if you need it. You don't need it, okay? This isn't huge news. Basically, My Kiwi Life is going on hold. Now, the idea behind this is that I started a company with some friends called Moonsuit. I've started this vlog, and there's a lot going on. I've still got the family and trying to balance all these things. So I've made the decision that My Kiwi Life is really cool, but I've got to stop it for now to focus on other things. And it's a hard decision for me because I've worked bloody hard to bring these conversations to you guys and enjoy these conversations and be part of these conversations. So it is a bit weird for me. Crawford, how is it feeling for you? Is this news? You okay with this?
It is news, but I think that what's important is what we took away from My Kiwi Life, and I feel like I've learnt lots of stuff. I'm a better person because of it. And
I think that's the feedback I've got from people too, is that this idea that it's not hard to sit down with someone and just have a conversation. I mean, I always say it, that's what we're built to do, but we don't do it enough. We substitute that for this idea of a like, for this idea of writing something. And those are important things, don't get me wrong. But I think, you know, there's a reason that when you have a newborn, they like to be held. That's that human contact, you know, and I think we're slowly losing that. Like, this idea of shaking hands is weird. But that's idea of it's humans trying to connect, you know, we like to connect. So this is just one of those things, My Kiwi Life, where we felt like we wanted to do our part to connect people, and I think we've kind of done that so far. But the challenge moves on for you guys now as to what your next steps are. You'll hear in this podcast that I'm a big advocate for people to start their own podcast. So instead of bumming out that there's no My Kiwi Life next week, I'd be thinking I'm going to make the template for my new podcast. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do if I'm a listener. I'm going to have my own podcast. I heard Will and Craw talk it out with 30 or plus guests. Now I'm going to get my own guests. I'm going to use my podcast as a way to network, to get me in a room with those influencers, those people of thought, you know.
Just go and do what you want to do, you know.
And we don't really have an option at the moment for people to say, what do you want to do? So I will ask you, I will challenge you as a listener, what do you want? What do you want to do? And don't answer me now. Maybe tomorrow morning, get your sunset, your sunrise, and have that thinking of what you want to do with your time. Because here's the thing, team, we're all in it together. And I know that sounds weird and Tony Robbins, but, you know, that's the truth. We're in this.
The biggest thing I took away from My Kiwi Life, now that I'm thinking about it, is remembering to think. Just take some time out and think. Remember? Like all the guests, remember what they would say?
Yeah.
Turn off the radio. Turn off the podcast. Think, you know,
love.
Take some time to like think about what you want to do.
It's important. Okay, so let's kick off the show. This week I have my guest as the founder of Podcasts New Zealand, Paul Spain. He's joining me in the Podcasts New Zealand studio, and I kind of dropped the news on him that My Kiwi Life is going to stop for a little while. Like I said, you're hearing me the same as every situation. It's very honest, very raw. I process in real time, so it's difficult, and at times it gets me into trouble. At times I don't always come across like I know what I'm doing. But the truth is, I'm just like you, and we're trying to work this out in real time. So thank you to Podcast New Zealand. Thank you to Paul Spain. Here's the final episode of My Kiwi Life for now. Nothing is forever, though, so who knows? Whoa, birds are flying over us. That was a moment. What are they telling me, Craw? Don't stop My Kiwi Life. Anyway,
fly enjoy away, this. Will.
Fly away. Make me a bird. Fly, fly away. Far, far from here. Enjoy this week's episode, folks. High fives and hugs to you all.
My Kiwi Life, let's play the game of life today. My Kiwi Life, the ups and downs we live each day. This is my Kiwi Life. Oh, this is my Kiwi Life.
This was cool, getting Paul Spain, founder of Podcast New Zealand, to sit down with me. It's like having Steve Jobs.
Oh, funny guy.
Here's the reason, Paul. Here's why we're a little intervention here. Not really. But I've asked you to come sit down with me because obviously we have this relationship where I came to your podcast network and we kind of came up with My Kiwi Life together. And, you know, it's been an interesting journey of how much do we put out? What's the style of the show? And obviously, my thing is that we just talk openly and we be honest. And I think that comes with some risks. You know, it is risky because you don't quite know what you're going to get. And I think that's why people like going down the idea of the safe. And so I always saw early on that you didn't really, well, you cared about that, but you were prepared. You know what I mean? To have a conversation with someone you don't know, and I admired that because it's like I think going forward, that's how the world's going to be built on these relationships. And you can already start seeing it. People wouldn't do Uber if the ratings weren't good. You know, so these ratings is what we're building, not the numbers ratings, but like social proof that by the time you get in the room with someone, humans have vouched for them rather than corporations. But Paul Spain, who are you? I mean, Podcast New Zealand, how did it really start for you, Paul?
Well, it certainly didn't start with the idea of building a podcast network. Back in early 2011, I sat down with someone who I had maybe met once or twice before at Microsoft. He invited me to a coffee or vice versa. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but we sat down and one of the things that we discussed during our chat is, would you like to do a podcast? And actually, it had been on my mind. I've been thinking about it, but I had no idea how to get it off the ground. So somebody else showing an interest in podcasting was what kicked it in. And so fairly soon thereafter, we kicked in and we recorded our first podcast together. We recorded what I'll call the episode zero, that nothing ever happened with. Episode one we released. It was probably still a little bit rough around the edges, but you can hear it. It is our episode one on the New Zealand Tech Podcast feed. I think that'll be there until we clock over 300 episodes, and that's when they start dropping off.
Is that right?
That was the beginning of it. And somebody else joined the podcast when I thought, hey, it's time to do a second podcast. I couldn't get hold of this guy, Brad. And I was thinking, what's going on? This guy's a bit of a flake, can't reach him. Found another guy, said, yeah, I'll record an episode with you. Now, turned out Brad's wife had whisked him away on a surprise holiday to the Pacific Islands or something. So that was why I couldn't reach him. We produced a second episode with a friend, Skip, who I'd you know, known loosely for a while, and before we knew it, the three of us were recording together, and they joined me probably for about 50 episodes, and then from there we went to the current format that I've been doing with the New Zealand Tech Podcast for the last four or so years, which is usually me hosting, like you've done with My Kiwi Life, and I have one or two guests usually join in the show. So that was sort of the early days, and that was very successful. I think we hit number one on iTunes podcast chart for New Zealand within three episodes of launching. And from there, the idea sort of started flying of, oh, there should probably be more local content. There's virtually nothing available local in New Zealand. And so we grew from there with the business podcast and you know, varying other experiments. And My Kiwi Life, I guess, was really a bit of a start of the actual network thing kicking in to test, you know, a completely new relationship. I hadn't known you before that well. We hadn't known each other, but you know, we put it together as a bit of a joint venture to see what we could do.
Yeah.
And you do the hard work, although it's the most fun part of it too, in terms of doing all the interviews. But we certainly spent a lot of hours together and backwards and forwards, sort of coming up with how we would do everything, right?
Yeah, and I feel like it's a good way to put your time into something because it is like a hobby for me. But I feel like it's a valid hobby because you get to do something that matters to you. I think it's very healthy to talk. I think we don't do it anymore. You know, like, ironically, we met on Twitter, which I think is quite common to say now. There was a time where no one would have ever said that, you know, like, you don't meet until you are there in person, you know, shake the hand, share the air. But now it's quite common. And, you know, I just think it's pretty interesting that we've used technology to recreate what we're supposed to do in life, which is to sit down and talk. And what's this, like episode 34 or something, or 33? And that's 33 different conversations with different people, different lives, different perspectives. And so it was pretty important to me that I had you on the podcast just to work some stuff out. That's what the listeners don't get to hear, is that during the week we might have a conversation or send some emails back and forward about just processing stuff, you know. And so that's why it was important, and I kind of don't really want to say it. But there's this idea that my landscape's changing in terms of what I'm up to, and the listeners may have heard, you know, obviously I've started this little company and stuff, and it's kind of like these are all real-time things. That's the scary bit, Paul, is that you don't have the benefit of 2 years from now we can look back and make our decisions, you know, based on research. I feel like it's happening in the moment. And, that was a big one for me to work out, that I might have to put My Kiwi Life on pause for a little bit. And I couldn't think of a way that I wanted to say that, you know. So my way I've always dealt with stuff is just you do the hard bit first. You get everyone you want in that room and you just talk it over, you know. I don't know, man. It's kind of like weird, eh? I'm putting you on the spot. You're on the microphone and I'm kind of telling you that it's kind of going on hold. Can't be very nice for you, Paul.
Well, you know, the reality is there are different sort of seasons in life, and there isn't a whole lot that goes on forever, you know, these days. And so, yeah, I guess we started the relationship with an initial thought of a 6 month trial. We've actually worked together more than 6 months now, especially we add up the probably a couple of months at the beginning of initial planning and recording and working out what we were going to call this podcast. And
you remember some of the names we went through?
All those things. Oh, I can't remember too many of them, actually. But I know we went backwards and forwards on a lot of names before we landed.
I think at some, and maybe you tell me if you know, I should cut this out, but I remember sending through This Kiwi Life, and actually you sent me back an email with someone hurt in the States who got sued, was it, for having like
getting it close this, to this American this life.
This Jamaican life or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, how much is different but similar? Because that's the thing with like really successful things, they almost embody that word, and it was life. That was the word.
Yeah, because we weren't trying to be any sort of a reflection of this American life, but life was certainly an element that wanted to be in there, and we wanted it to be focused on the New Zealand audience.
Right.
That's who you were going to be interviewing, right?
Yeah.
So we wanted to embody that.
It's interesting, eh? If you think about. When you start something as well, you don't quite know where it's going to go. And I think that we're getting better at that as humans, of just, you got to have a few goes at it. You know, there's certainly this idea that if it doesn't work, I'm out. You see that in technology with apps and software, you know, we've used it, we don't like it, we're moving on. You know, there's no consideration to trying it. But, you know, I didn't exactly know what I wanted from my Kiwi life, but I knew what I didn't want. I didn't want false. I didn't want to be, you know, trying to push any agendas. It was just a sit down. And this whole idea of what's it all about just kind of developed. I mean, I say to people that I pitched this idea of 35, married, children, trying to find some meaning, because it felt like that was the... that was the goal. Is it got sold to me, you get all those things and you thumbs up, you know, you've done it for life, minus the picket fence and the house and the quarter acre section, which isn't part of the Kiwi dream anymore. People have moved on. But I mean, was it, were you nervous with this idea? You didn't quite know what I was going to produce, or was there a certain amount where you were like, oh yeah, just let the boy go?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, right through the process, and you'll recall this, there were, you know, varying points where I might ask you a question, but it was always back into your hands. It wasn't, look, you know, I own and control this or anything. This was something that we were doing together, and you had to drive it and take it where you want to take it. So, no, I wasn't uncomfortable about that. Maybe I should have been, I don't know, but no, you know, I've just you know, enjoyed listening into the content and the discussions, and, you know, and enjoying the varying things that have come out.
Yeah, so. Well, there's something really nice about having a deadline which you have to hit, and I think that we give ourselves false deadlines in life, eh? You know, we're fake ones where we have to be there to watch a show, or, and maybe this isn't too much different, but I feel like if I thought about the value for the listener, it was always that they were getting something. They were almost, they didn't have to go through that moment of trauma. They could just pick up, or maybe that's where storytelling comes in. You know, these were stories of sometimes horrific things that happen, and that we could be privy to that, that it wasn't being hidden away from us, you know, hopefully is giving us that perspective. And it's certainly good for me. I mean, I don't think I'm hugely different, but I certainly am aware that most likely the people I look up to have some stuff going down, you know. And I didn't always think that, you know. I'm very much a person who's starstruck if they see someone they recognize and separate them from being the real person, you know. I'm just trying to think back if it's a little... think back to some of those guests that really kind of like surprised me with their stories. I remember Mike van der Elst and you know, some of his stories he was telling about, you know, immigrant family. I'd never thought about that before. You just see the finished product, and he opened up that door and said, take a look into what else went on. Then I had that, I don't know if you listened to the Mike Allsop interview. He was the Air New Zealand pilot, and basically, you know, go and have a listen, because I still get emails about it. It's an amazing story of, you know, basically his plane crashed, and these weren't things we had told each other we were going to talk about. And that's where I think the power of a podcast is great, because if I'm going on a big nationwide show, I'm providing notes, and then we're going to stick to those notes, because that's the safest for a live environment. But I don't know, I feel like this whole thing about Podcast New Zealand and how, you know, you're giving people that chance, just a chance, you know. You have to then earn that moment with someone. But if we don't have a chance to earn the moment, then we're just still stuck in it, you know. I mean, these are probably things you... have you considered that, Paul, how powerful the podcast scene is?
Yeah, well, I've been obviously involved for a few years now, and, you know, of course, we put together the Asia Pacific Podcast Conference earlier on in the year, and I'm looking at it in terms of how do we make this so that it's more than just a hobby for those involved as well. And so I've really been looking at all of the aspects of podcasting, and there was the US podcast conference I went to last year, Podcast Movement. So you're hearing so many different things around podcasts, and of course, each of us have our own experiences in terms of what we've gained from podcasts, whether it's just, you know, improving our commute times or times we're exercising, mowing the lawns. Yeah, there's varying times when you can listen to that longer form content, and there is something very different about it, most podcasts, compared to what you're going to see in terms of TV, radio, what you're going to consume through those sort of mechanisms. because it is just the free flow thought, there's usually less time constraint than you'll get in those traditional mediums. There is typically a real realness, a real transparency that comes through. And of course, anyone can podcast, right? So all of these things together creates a medium that is really different. And for me personally, you know, I've used podcasts to, you know, upskill myself in ways, to be entertained. But, yeah, I guess I started talking about it early on as, hey, I've turned my commute from just a drive in a car to me being at a mobile university, right? Mm-hmm. I'm picking on the things where I need to learn and to upskill, and I'm taking that content on board and feeding my brain. Mm-hmm. So that about it is great. But I think everyone will probably have a different story in terms of how they came across podcasts, what it is that they find relevant about podcasts based on what they're listening to. And it's, you know, when do they hit you in life at different points, a bit of content hits you, and can be in the same way as you meet a person in your life who really makes a big difference because of the time they give you or something that they teach you and so on. So you talked earlier about, oh, we're supposed to meet people this way and that, but we met on Twitter and so on. And I'm not sure that we're supposed to do things in a particular way. I don't know there's necessarily, you know, have to be a way things happen. They will happen in varying ways, and as technology changes, we'll get new and different ways to connect with people, to consume information, to learn, to be inspired, to be challenged, and you know, hopefully that leads to, you know, positive outcomes in our society.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, so if we get down to nuts and bolts, then here's the bit I don't really want to talk about. So this will be, we're holding My Kiwi Life for now, but here's a challenge. Paul, I hope I'm not creating work for you. If you're a podcast fan, you know, listen to what we're saying, which is basically these are everyday people telling everyday stories. Might be that your outlook on life is perfect for a podcast. Have you considered it? And I'm not doing a sales pitch, but what I'm saying is there is already a network of people to come and have that conversation, and I think it's very powerful because think about it. I've had 30-something guests come through this room. That means that's 30 people I now know. Think about it like planting seeds. And if you're kind of looking for that way, maybe take this opportunity where you think, oh, well, if I'm not tuning into Will next Monday, maybe it's sending an email or touching base with Paul or someone of that, you know, just to, let's change things up a bit, let's create something. And I see podcasting as a vital way for human interaction, human connection, networking. I'm not going to underplay that. It's so important.
You've made some great new connections through podcasting.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I just got to be careful too, because, you know, these are all things that I need to consider when I make future decisions, you know? And so, I don't know. I just process things in real time, Paul. And so I have no doubt that in some time it will get me in trouble. But at the moment, I feel like if I just keep practicing at it, I'll know my own ethics, my own feelings towards things. And, you know, I'm still growing. That's the thing. We're so conditioned that the person we're listening to or seeing or taking advice from has it all worked out, you know? And I just don't believe that's how it is. You know, if they think they've got it all worked out, they're wrong. You know, there's too much amazingness to just like capture all that. It's hard enough capturing 40 minutes of a conversation and all the stuff that brings and all the missed opportunities for questions. You know, you just can't contain life. So here's my challenge to you guys. If you've enjoyed the show, then make sure you're subscribing to Podcast New Zealand. There's can we talk much about the podcast coming up on the network, Paul, or is that something you just want to hold off?
Yeah, no, we can talk a little bit about that.
So who we got coming up? We've got Vanessa Baxter. She's got her new podcast. She's a former MasterChef contestant who you would have maybe heard in the episode before this. Goes very deep down into the realms of reality TV. And that's an intense conversation because it's not a real world. That's the problem here. But Vanessa is in the real world on my podcast, and she breaks it all down. Amazing, amazing tips and tricks on life. So her podcast, what's the current name, Paul?
Okay, so it's going to be launched, I believe, as Family, Friends and Food. Family, Friends and Food podcast. Yeah, she'll tell you more about what that's about, but it's really about how, you know, food brings people together. And to me, that just seemed like a really good idea. Vanessa's a great communicator, and the guests that she's brought in from really all around the world, as well as lots from a home in New Zealand, are fascinating just to hear their stories. And it is, like you mentioned before, about storytelling. That's, you know, one of the great things around podcasts is you've got that time to be able to hear those stories without being under pressure about a 2 or 3 minute or 4 minute TV interview slot and
soundbite.
So and you know, I know when we're recording this, she's going to be on TV the following morning. So yeah, that will be a different experience for her than the time that she gets on the podcast. We've also got the New Zealand Entertainment podcast, which is our one of our longest running ones, which is music and movies and TV entertainment, all sorts of things in there. The New Zealand Tech podcast, which is our longest running one, the New Zealand Business podcast, that's moving to a weekly show. Lots of great inspiration and stories from New Zealand, predominantly New Zealand leaders who have done well in varying ways in business, and just sharing their tips and tricks about how they've done what they've done and some of their stories. Guys like Sir Stephen Tindall, how we got from actually working up around the corner here, K Road, where he was working in a retailer, to founding the warehouse chain and becoming one of the most successful Kiwis, probably by a lot of people's measures, in terms of his business and then his charitable enterprises and his support for new business in New Zealand. So really quite a big mix there. Guys like Rod Drury, who's done very well with Xero, but not just picking on those sort of big names, but just other people that have got useful things to share.
Yeah.
And then we've got a social media related podcast coming up from Pauline Stockhausen. So the name on that, I'm not sure if we're ready to announce it, but that will be great. She's just come back from the US, where she was speaking at the world's preeminent social media marketing event in San Diego. So she's got a big network of friends around the world that'll be interviewed on that one. I think people will find that interesting, because you know, social media is something that sort of crosses into most of our worlds in some form. This podcast will be looking at the community aspects of social media and you know, very much sort of businessy things, but you know, I think a lot of people will find that fascinating, even if they're not spending all their time in life focused on social media. But they're you know, it's a big thing in business now to use social media well. So I think that's going to be interesting. And we've got some other ones coming up as well, which we're not ready to share too many details.
But there's brewing, and that's what I think. Yeah. Get on board. It's here's the best thing: podcasts are free. Tweet to Paul is free, or me, and a conversation is free. And you know, think about it like it could just be the thing, the next thing, your next thing that's going to get you to that level that you want to get to. I don't know what that level is. I'm still trying to work that out. But what I do know is that I feel good. We're doing it right, processing in real time. I'm not thinking about tomorrow or yesterday. I'm thinking about right now and just making sure I'm happy enough and not BSing everyone, because, you know, we get into that zone. Okay, Paul, I ask every guest the meaning of life. And after 30-something runs on the board, I'm not sure I know, but I'm happy that everyone gets to articulate their version of it. If I put Paul Spain on the spot to say, take a look at this little dot that's in the middle of nowhere, why, Paul?
I've heard you ask this many times before, and you know, I always ponder and think, well, how would I answer that question? It's pretty much the impossible question to answer, because the meaning will vary for everyone. You know, where are you? What matters to you? And so on. But something I articulated when we were chatting last week that I sort of see as quite a key part that I think probably relates to everyone, and everyone can hopefully relate to, is that thing, and it comes from the Bible. And when, you know, Jesus was asked about what's the most important thing, he said to love God with all you've got, and then the other one is to love other people as yourself. And I guess that's the bit that sort of really clicks for me is very universal, and is just that treating other people in the same way we want to be treated, you know. You know, if you've got a difficult challenge to deal with, whatever, I think as long as you're operating in that sort of manner, and you're living your life that way, then, you know, you're going to make some pretty good decisions. So that's probably the bit that would stand out that I think is very universal and hopefully universally understandable. Mm. If you're going around and burning people left, right and centre, or a little bit, or your mind isn't thinking down that track, and you're making decisions that sort of don't line up with that, then yeah, probably you're not always going to feel very good about that. Mm. Yeah, that's something I think is probably pretty universal.
I think it's good too that we get to say it out loud. I think there's some power in that mm. it's not just in the brain, it's coming out through the vocal cords and outside into something. And I'm convinced that the small things, the things that make us human, we need to say sometimes, you know. Just like we say I love you, people agree that's a good thing to do. You know, so to say some other things too that aren't negative and aren't LOLs and stuff like that is good. So, Paul, no My Kiwi Life next week, but we're working on a way that we can get it running again ASAP, just so everyone knows. Going back through to consolidate my time a little bit. I'm still trying to work on this, but I'll try and articulate the best I can. Started a company, trying to put as much time into that, trying not to ruin my relationships as I go. This is okay because we're all in this boat of pushing, heading down the YouTube route for now. That doesn't mean My Kiwi Life's finished. It just means, think of this as a season of My Kiwi Life, and me and Paul are in communication to work out when we can bring it back, etc., etc. The idea has always been to create compelling content for a living, and I'm just hustling and trying to get to that position where it makes sense for an audience, that the content I'm creating is valuable. So making all my mistakes without burning bridges in real time. Sound fair, Paul?
It does, yeah. I think, you know, you've got to balance your time, and your family's a key part of that. That's, you know, treating others how you want to be treated. Again, I know your time's been stretched over the last little while, and any sort of new business requires a huge amount of time. So yeah, right there, and I'm sure you'll do well at what you're focusing on, because you're one of those people that stands out to me as someone that just puts in 100% into the things that you do. And you know, I know that's why it makes sense for you to take a break here with My Kiwi Life, because you don't want to do it unless you can put in 100%.
Yeah, and that's interesting for me. I've never had really that many people say I can put 100% in, but I think if you find something you really love, 100% is the minimum you want to put in, you know, so it feels really strange if you can't. That's us, folks. I, you know, it's not like the sad bit at the end of the movie where you feel like, oh, what am I going to do? You know what to do. You just get out there, you try stuff, go call someone, go meet someone, do something a bit different, you know. Go back to the first episode where I didn't know what was going on, have a listen to that. Or, you know, jump on podcasts.co.nz right now and have a look for that new podcast. Or have a go recording your own podcast. Do an intro, send it to Paul, send it to me, and let's get the ball rolling. Take that momentum, that fear that something's going to change, and we can just use that, because that's how we need to approach it. So for now, hugs to you all, and we'll see you on the next round of My Kiwi Life. Okay, Craw, that's us. A short little wrap-up.
A couple of things you've taken away from My Kiwi Life for me, it's this idea of you've got to communicate, you've got to make the effort to talk to people, you've got to put yourself in your Batman moment, which is, I don't know what's happening, I'll work it out when I need to. You know, I always tell that story that the building's burning, Ra's al Ghul and Batman. Sorry, Batman, if you haven't watched Batman, go watch Christian Bale's. Ra's al Ghul, who's a bad guy, is burning down Bruce Wayne's mansion. Bruce Wayne gets trapped under a piece of wood, burning wood. Alfred walks in his British accent. He said, "Master Wayne, what good is all those press-ups if you can't push that bit of wood off you?" And it's like, for us, what good is all the tweets, all the Facebook, all going to the gym, all of these things we're doing, if in real life we can't use it? So that's my challenge to everyone, is use the things you've got, work on those things. For me, it's not reading, it's not writing, it's talking, it's expressing through video and audio. It might not be that for you, but that's what I've learned.
I learned that when I didn't have My Kiwi Life, I would miss it. I would miss having honest, raw conversations, whether that's with you, with guests, with Slavko, Jimmy, all those people. And when I don't have that, I miss that. So my goal in my day-to-day life is to have those conversations without a podcast, you know? Just, it feels good to have those conversations and learn about people, and it's so easy to just fall into these traps of, how's the weather, you know? What are you going to watch? Do you watch any movies, you know? Like, and having these raw, honest conversations about people's feelings, you know? It's nice.
Awesome. Well, that's us, friends. I hope you've enjoyed My Kiwi Life up until now. I now hand you the baton. This becomes your Kiwi Life. What's your next steps going to be? Remember, you can always go back. That's the beauty of listening to podcasts. Start at the beginning. If you're not sure, let's go through this thing again. If you're not sure, find me or Crawford on social media. We're here, you know? We're just everyday people, and we like to take this journey with you. So for the last time for now, I high-five you all. I hug you all for being part of this journey. That was My Kiwi Life. It's now your Kiwi Life. And we'll see you on this next round of pondering what it is that makes us us. I don't ever think we got the answer to that. But maybe the answer is there is no answer, and that's fine with me. Okay, folks, see you.
Whoa, this is my Kiwi